Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen?
When he clapped the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were fucking and taking those punches.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ. It's the champ. It's the champ.
It's the champ, ladies and gentlemen. TBV Podcast. We are back with another Good Morning America and the World edition of Some Boxing Voice Radio. I'm joined alongside both my hosts, both the hipster Matt Hunter and the good doctor. We're going to be talking a little news, rumors, and headlines. And today on the rumor mill is Peter Fury. It's the topic of conversation. Huey Fury versus Joseph Parker. Can it be in jeopardy, ladies and gentlemen, due to the head trainer and father of Huey Fury, Peter Fury, being denied entry into New Zealand where the fight versus Joseph Parker is said to take place? How focused will the young 22 Huey Fury be without his head trainer, who doubles as his father, in the corner on fight night? Let's get out to the good doctor.
Boxing MD, what's going on, brother? I know you want to sit in on this side.
We're going to head on over to a doctor. The Sunshine State.
Boxing MD.
Boxing MD, what's going on?
Is that a fair statement to me? You have to be honest with yourself.
So the first time I heard this news, I remember, I think this was back in 2000 and... Let me get the exact date. In 2012, when Mike Tyson, who, of course, was convicted of rape in 1992, was in a similar situation where he was denied a visa in New Zealand, who has a strict law or strict laws that involve people who are convicted of a felony and serve prison time. They have the, discretion to allow and disallow. So Tyson Fury, we'll get in more in the details, but Peter Fury, who not only served 10 years in prison back in 1995 for possession with intent to sell, he's been convicted of more crimes. So New Zealand decided that no. So we'll get more into the details, but hopefully this doesn't lead to the cancellation of this great heavyweight matchup.
You know, before I get to my hipster, I'm blatantly honest with my fanboyism, and I want this to fall apart. Let it fall apart. Because Huey doesn't want to go in there without his head trainer father, and let the unification between Wilder and Joseph Parker begin. But Matt, talk to me over there. What's the time? What's the weather? How's it going in California?
It's good. It's 9 a.m. over here on the West Coast. It's been raining like a motherfucker out here. And I'll be going out to Indio, California, Fantasy Springs Resort to cover the Jason Quigley-Glenn Tapia fight today. Even though the fight's tomorrow, got a little bit of a free hotel. Thank you, TBV sponsors over there, to helping me out with that one. So I'll be going out there today and tomorrow for that. But for this news, it's interesting because the New Zealand Herald is the one that broke it, and we're going to get through that article later. Me and Ness found it through Stuff.com. Now it's all over ESPN and such, and it appears there's no way Peter Fury's going to get into the country. It's not going to happen. I've reached out to Peter Fury. I've sent him a text message asking him, will this affect Huey Fury's ability to fight or actually go into the fight? He has not responded yet. I will relay that once I get a message back from him. I don't know if it's in jeopardy, and if it is and he does leave this fight or choose not to go to New Zealand, Huey Fury I'm talking about, I don't blame him. Not going to your first world title fight without your head trainer, and let's ignore that he's his dad for a second, because like some people are going to go the emotional aspect, but he's his head trainer. You know, imagine Keith Thurman not going to go fight Danny Garcia without Dan Birmingham. Like, that just doesn't make sense. So I really don't blame him.
First world title fight too. So it's not, yeah. it's not a big deal. It is a big deal.
It's a really big deal. So I don't blame him for potentially not fighting Joseph Parker in New Zealand. I would not be upset with this for that reason, not for Ness's reason about the whole Wilder, you know, conspiracy, but that I don't blame her if you're not wanting to fight potentially without his head trainer. But man, New Zealand fucking up a good fight, because this is a good fight. This was a really intriguing fight for any sort of hardcore fan, and now we don't get to see it. So that's kind of a bummer, potentially. Or, you know, allegedly we may not be able to get it. I don't know.
Yo, we got fucking... what was the guy from Rocky? What's the Russian guy from Rocky?
Ivan Drago.
We got Ivan Drago in the chat. Yo, MD over here making... setting up his fight contract for the next full year. Listen,
my whole thing is in general, right? It's like, if you have an avatar, you could say whatever the fuck you want, but I'm here. I'm always here. So, you know, to me, you're a fat, overweight loser. And until you prove otherwise, you're that to me. So anyways, continue.
I feel, you know, obviously outside of my fanboyism for wanting the fight to become a unification with Wilder, I think that I feel very bad for Peter Fury. I do. He and I are in similar situations, and it sucks that he groomed his son and Tyson, because this is not the first time this happens to Peter. You know, I am a hardcore for sure. And this happened when he tried to come over for the Tyson Fury versus Steve Cunningham fight, which took place here in the United States. And they didn't allow him to come to the United States either. And it's fucked up, you know, like, they might not let me go to the UK to cover the Kell Brook fight. And it's, you know, people should be entitled to make mistakes and then allow their characteristics moving forward to be what is judged, instead of something that took place for Peter in 1995. You know, I mean, he's obviously a changed man, a family guy, you know. He's and with this fight, he would possibly go down as a man that has two world champions. So it's just sad that, you know, the world, because it's not just America. Obviously, this is happening to him in New Zealand, you know, and it happened to Martin Murray. Martin Murray could never come to the United States because he had similar issues and he couldn't get a visa in any of these countries.
But
Gennady and Monaco because of those visa issues.
But let's keep it real, right? You want to keep it real? Because keep it real here.
Yes.
It wasn't like Peter Fury just, you know, made mistakes back in 1995 where he served 10 years.
No, he continued.
But he served his time.
He served his time. And then after serving 10 years in 2008, he got another 2 years for drug-related money laundering. So, yeah, I mean,
he was also
and then he served his time again.
But look, he was also conducting business from within the jail. Like, listen, everybody doesn't learn their lesson on the first time, you know? So maybe it took him 3 or 4 times to realize, hey, that's not the route I want to take. I have a son. I have a nephew that I also have to be a father to, because let's not forget that Tyson Fury's dad also went to jail, you know, and he just came home. So it was a family thing, and it's understandable whatever mistakes they made as a family, because they corrected them as a family and they created a world champion, and they have another one here that at least is going to get a title shot. And since then, that Fury name has been cleaned. It's been cleaned. These guys really should get a shot to have, you know, 100% opportunity at winning this title. Fury should, at least you should let him in on a working visa, because this is a job. He's not there to travel. It's not tourism. He's working, and he's bringing some sort of economic power, because his son is a Fury name.
Let me tell you how visas work. A sovereign country has the right to allow or disallow someone to come. So you could disagree with the decision, but it's not out of I don't think it's obscene to New Zealand not to allow this, right? What was more obscene was the Mike Tyson case, because they allowed him to, they gave him the exemption because he committed a felony, but it was because of his face tattoo that it offended some of the native, the indigenous Mauro, M-A, I don't know how to pronounce this properly, so I'll say M-A-O-R-I, people said it inspired his facial tattoo. And with his facial tattoo, given his checkered past, they thought it'd be inappropriate for him to come. I mean, that's a little more of a ridiculous ruling, right? You would say that's...
I think they're both ridiculous.
That's
okay. That's okay. And that's your opinion, but
they're both ridiculous.
Correct.
Ridiculous. I think, again, I just want to reiterate that a man who is working should be allowed a visa, a working visa, regardless of conviction, especially if it's not even a fucking aggravated, you know, it wasn't a violent felony.
Crime. It was a violent crime.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about drugs and money laundering, for God's sakes. But anyway, look, if you guys don't have anything else on the topic, let's take a couple of.
Well, questions. So you're saying, in other words, like, right. So a country that if you're convicted of a lot of violent felonies, they think that you're a risk to go over there and you could commit a crime.
Absolutely.
So in other words, right. You're saying that unless they somehow connect the dots that he's going to somehow move illegal substances from one place to another, he's not a risk over there. So
absolutely.
That's a fair stance to take. And if you take that logic, I 100% agree that it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's so unfair that you did one thing or however many things that, and you can't come back from it. You're scarred for life. It's like a tattoo. And it sucks to be Peter Fury right now, especially because this is his son. Like, it's glory to win a world title and an undisputed title, you know, with Tyson Fury, your nephew. But imagine the sweet victory he would feel for his own son to be a world champion.
Do you go conspiracy theory route on this, Ness, at all? Or do you just think that the government just has an absolute...
Come on.
Or do you just think the government has an absolute stance, right? Conspiracy theory?
No, I think definitely... you know, each country, right? Because like I said, I stated different, even you brought up Mike Tyson. I brought up Martin Murray. There was a few fighters that don't get allowed. So it's not like,
it's actually way more common than we think.
It is way more common. The thing is, it's never, whenever it's on a high, you know, stage like this, it's good for us to bring light to it. And, you know, many people might have forgot because Martin Murray was one of those fighters that used to call everyone out when he was active at 160, but he just couldn't cross over. Because of the visa issues, you know, he had issues, man. But let's get out to the streets. We're going to keep this one short and sweet, see what these callers have to say. In the meantime, we're going to jump out to our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Starting this morning off right, going all the way to Jose in Canada.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain code Norway, 41 that full play. I'm like, no way, gotta rock like Coldplay, killing it.
Yo, boys. Hey, I'm just calling in because I love these morning shows. I love all these shows that you guys are doing. The topic itself, you know what, at the end of the day, I personally think the Furies, all of them together, including the dad, the son, the brother, the mom, the niece, everyone, they're a lot of losers anyway, man. So it doesn't really make a difference to me. I think, you know, maybe a little
whoa. Come back.
Losers? So harsh, Jose.
Why? What did they do to losers, be losers?
Man. You know what?
He's virtue signaling, Matt. Come on, you know about that.
Fury's got no professional, you know, etiquette whatsoever. He just became the world champion. Then he, you know, starts doing more blow than Tony Montana. You know, I just don't like them, man. To me, they're just not good for boxing altogether, man. You know, and I want to see them get exposed, man. That's why I want to see.
Jose's the troll of all trolls because everybody remembers Jose's line. Whatever he hit Floyd Mayweather, potentially hit a woman. We all know that line, Jose. We know you're trolling. It's all right.
No, man. You know what? Allegedly hit a woman, and he paid his time, man. And you know what? At the end of the day,
but didn't the Fury didn't Matt says, didn't he serve his time for his criminal acts?
That's right. He sure did. He served his time for his crime. He should be allowed to become a regular citizen.
No, I'm not saying that he isn't, but I'm just saying at the end of the day, law is all based on precedent, right? So, I mean, if they let Fury in right now, that means somebody else that's going to go work building a house is going to be allowed in. And they just can't do it, man. They got their own rules that they got to follow by. Is it correct? Maybe not. It doesn't allow people to really, you know, get back onto their life.
Jose, that's a great point, actually. That is a great point. Yeah, and that's he's allowed to be an ordinary citizen within his own sovereign country, right? Like, there's no law to say, there's no law to say that if, like, you know, like you're a citizen of a country and you have to abide by their laws and you serve their time, but there's no law to say that a country has to accept you, so, or even as a visa or allow you in. So you just have to see that. Maybe you disagree, but that's kind of how you know, international relations work.
Yeah, and there are certain exceptions that are made, I guess, at times, but I mean, I don't think they're going to make an exception for this guy. He's just not big enough, even if they were able to do it. I mean, I honestly think the Furies, you know, they've already lived their moment in boxing, and I think they're done, man. And I can't wait to see Big Fury get the shit kicked out of him, man. The big guy. You know, he comes back and then...
Huey is undefeated.
I know, you UK guys. They're all just... That they're not like
have you seen Harry Fury fight?
I've seen it, man.
Fight Jose once.
I've seen him fight, man. Huey, Dewey, and Louie, man. I've seen them all fight.
He's not bad.
I don't like him, man. I don't like him. I'm not fans of them. You're gonna see.
Yo, Jose, admit that he's not sexy. Admit that he's not sexy enough. You don't like the back knee. Admit it.
They're not.
We all know.
You know, those guys are.
Oh man, Jose,
they ain't good, man.
You're a trip, man. Thanks for calling in. Let's take it out to the UK. I think that's where we need to go. These guys probably care a little bit more than Jose being from Canada. Let's go out to Robert. Robert, man, always good to hear you on the horn here, and pleasure meeting you out at the TBV Appreciation. And what's going on, man? Good morning. Well, actually, good afternoon for you guys, right? Robert. All right, well, let's go to Big K in the UK.
How's it going, guys? You right?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I'm with MD on this, man. It's a conspiracy, man.
How so? What's the conspiracy?
I think the government don't want to let him in, innit? He's his uncle, man. To fuck with things, innit?
So you're saying New Zealand doesn't want to let him in so that they make sure that Parker wins the fight? I mean, you got to be clear with this conspiracy. It's yours, not mine.
Yeah, to disrupt everything.
So the New Zealand immigration...
But what about America? What about America? Was America conspiring against the Furies when they did not allow Peter Fury into America when he had to defend the title versus... I mean, excuse me, when Tyson and Steve Cunningham fought?
And before people go, that's Trump. That was not under the Trump administration. That was under the Obama administration. So before you guys,
yeah, America's a different story as well to New Zealand. Like, if you look, the president of their country, like, was at the Andrew Ruiz fight. You know what I'm saying? It's a very close knit country.
Oh, yo, see, that's maybe New Zealand. I agree with you. Like, maybe you could go with the conspiracy theory, but. Boxing in America is not big enough to disallow,
for the government to get involved on that sort of level.
Andy Ruiz, like, he wasn't even a world champion, you know.
That's why I said America's a different story.
Yeah, I feel you. Big K, I know it's even more difficult to get sometimes visas to the UK from other countries because you could be banned for even something like hate speech, right? They could disallow you if you say something insensitive and they deem it as hate speech, not even committing a crime. Am I correct with that?
No. The borders here are quite slack, I think.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about, like, let's just say I come from South Africa. I'm using that as an example. And I say something in the UK, I commit no crime. And the UK hears some of the stuff I say if it's insensitive about certain groups of people. And they could say, we don't want you in this country because you are...
UK or the Queen,
I feel you on that.
Yeah, man, it's not right, man. I'm with Ness as well, you know what I mean? Like, he committed crimes in that, but he's obviously changed his life, do you know what I mean? He's a he's a trainer of a world champion, and his son's fighting for a world title. He's obviously changed his life.
Do you think the fight's still going to go on?
If even you know what's
sad? Peter's not.
I don't think it's going to go on. No. It's his trainer. It's not like it's his trainer. It's his dad. You know what I mean? They've got that sort of relationship.
Oh wow! Really? You think so?
Parker's going to be obviously. It's going to be his hardest test. He's never fought anyone at that level. You know what I'm saying. So he needs his uncle with him.
All right, Big K. Thanks for calling in. Great call. Great call. Wow. I thought I was just, you know, being like me saying that he feels that the fight might not take place now as well. That's strange. I mean, I don't know. This is your opportunity.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's being mean, though. Like, right? Like, I mean, would Danny Garcia fight without his father? Like, he said he wouldn't. Didn't he not say that for the WBC thing? So
yeah, he retired too. He said he would retire from the sport if he could not have his dad.
And that's even and I'm okay with like, well, I agree with the Danny Garcia scenario that the WBC should not like disallow that because like you're taking it's not his fault that he chose to have his father as a trainer and they took a rule away and you're so comfortable with him being in your corner for this many years as a pro that they're taking away your chief second. So yeah, I agree with that. But I don't know. It's unfortunate because this is a fight we all wanted, right? I know Ness said he's a fanboy and he wants something different, but you're essentially hoping something happens. This already was going to happen, right? So they're taking something away from us. Maybe something better could happen in your eyes, but I'm disappointed as a boxing fan.
Yeah, me too.
Not me. You see, you guys are higher on Fury.
Yeah, but come on. You think Wilder's going to get this fight? Come on, man. Like, Wilder's not going to fight Joseph Parker in the summertime.
Why not?
There's a reason Justin Parker wanted an interim fight in the meantime and did not want to fight Deontay Wilder in April.
Okay, but we've seen...
He wanted more experience under his belt.
All right, but we've seen things like this happen where someone needed or wanted an interim fight, right? And then he wasn't allowed to get one like Keith Thurman. You were in the camp. What'd he say? I was out. I would have liked the fight. I didn't get one, you know? So, like, you know, it really depends. Mr. Boxing today, call in, my friend, call in. I'm sure you have a great take on this particular subject. We're going to wait around for you a couple more minutes. Yeah, man, I'm pretty happy to see that at least the majority of the people that called in do feel, you know, Fury should be pardoned is really what should be taking place, especially for such a marquee event. It's like, when else would people be talking about New Zealand, right? Like, let's just be straight. Listen, if you're going to call in, the number is 142-5569-5241. Press 1 if you want to speak to the host. Yes, if you want to call internationally, add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. Let's see here. Mr. Boxing today, remember to press 1 if you want to talk. If not, we're going to roll out. We got a couple other subjects we want to come back to today, possibly. So remember to subscribe to the channel. Stay up to date whenever we do live shows. You want to get those notifications. You don't want to be left out in the cold, you know, missing a good old show. All right, well, I think he said he was going to call, but he has not yet. So,
yeah, and just to clarify, I would say... to, I guess, correct what you, instead of pardoning him, right? I think they would, because the rule is in New Zealand that if they serve more than 5 years in prison, they have to review someone's character. So in other words, they should just go, like they have the, like you said, they have the ability to, they don't have an outright rule to say, if you're a convicted felon and serve X amount of years, you are allowed to, you are disallowed to come into our country. So essentially their
character was the quotation that they used.
Exactly. So essentially they are choosing not, or either they reviewed his character and they said his character. So then they deemed his character unworthy of allowing a, probably something like a 10-day work visa, something like that, maybe a 2-week work visa or even a month work visa. I don't know the exact time to, go into their country. So yeah, it is unfortunate. And I agree with Ness, but I also see Jose's side to an extent because, you know, like it is a precedent to set, and New Zealand, maybe their country and the people in their country want strict visa laws. I don't know. Like we could disagree with it, but You just have to look at all sides of the story before you make a judgment,
but,
I would say.
But the way that like if I'm Peter Fury, the way I go about it, like I don't know what the equivalent is in the UK, but I know in America, like if you pardon someone, like you're expunged, like everything's gone. Like you're no longer an ex-felon or anything like that. Like you can vote again and everything as such. If the UK has something similar, maybe that's something they try to look into. I don't know. So this doesn't become an issue anymore.
But I mean, you're saying, because obviously like New Zealand,
like if Mike Tyson was
pardoned over here, he would not be a convicted felon, thus making him not. Well, it doesn't even matter. I mean, if you look at their law,
get visas more.
If you look at their law, Matt, that wouldn't even matter because their law, even if they pardon him over in the UK, their law specifically is who has served more than 5 years in prison. Even if, like, and I don't think it's right necessarily to just pardon people.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if those are equivalent terms.
Yeah, no, the law is that if you've served 5 years in prison, so even if they went by your, I guess, your rule, it still would be invalid because he did serve the 5 years in prison. So no matter what, based on their current laws, he would be barred unless he was exempted based on the rules of a review on character. So I don't think it's the UK's... this has nothing to do with the UK. It's not under the UK's jurisdiction. It's 100% Australia's, New Zealand's jurisdiction, and they chose not to. So you should put all the blame on New Zealand.
You know, what's funny, just to add to that, America, after 10 years, you can put in for an expungement. So, you know, New Zealand should have some, because again, this was 1995, but I do want to get to some international.
But no, one second, but stop talking about like America, like, it's different. Like it's totally different when we're talking about a person to a different country.
I understand that it's different because it's different countries. What I'm saying is we have similar situations in America, and this is how they handle it. After a convicted criminal has been successfully out in the public for 10 years without convicting another crime, he is allowed to put in for an expungement with the court to expunge his record. So,
and a lot of convicted felons don't realize that they have the ability to, in certain states, it's so different to instate their ability to vote, because a lot of people think that a convicted felon universally doesn't have the right to vote in this country. But that, of course, is not the case. States are different. So that's just, you know, the random MD's random fact of the day.
Correct me if I'm wrong, MD. That only affects state voting and not federal voting. Because it's still a federal law.
And let me get to this Skype caller from the UK. Fact check, and we'll come back to it, please. Robert, talk to us.
Hi there. Good show. With regards to criminal records in the UK, we have an act that after 5 years of serving your sentence, you, for certain crimes, you don't necessarily have to declare that. But that's for within the UK. I think every country has its own laws with regarding felons and whether they get automatic travel or they have to apply for a visa. So what they have in New Zealand is very similar to the UK and America. Another thing is, I find it strange that they're going to organise a fight in New Zealand when the trainer already has a criminal record. It's kind of common knowledge that if you have a criminal record, especially if you've served time in jail, that it's going to be difficult getting into a lot of countries. So it seems a bit weird. What do you guys
think? First bid, you know, like Harry Fury's team.
They
were not able to determine the location of the fight.
You wanted a conspiracy theory where I just thought of one. This could be Huey Fury and Peter Fury knowing all along and hoping that they would have been able to finagle a way to get into New Zealand. Maybe have, because, you know, New Zealand obviously had to do a character check and reevaluate. So maybe they were stringing this fight along, not to lose it, but always knowing this in the back of their mind. What happened?
Nez, going back to that, did he actually apply for a visa? Because like between the UK and New Zealand, normally if you're going to New Zealand from the UK, you don't need a visa. So, you know.
Yeah, they said he was denied a visa. The report says he was denied a visa.
But Rob, we'll give you more time because I do want to like establish something that I had like a airhead moment. Matt, elections are not federal. Elections are state-based. So when I'm voting for let's just say the big election, right? So if it happens every 4 years, you're voting for a president. I'm voting for the presidential candidate within my own state. So it's up to the state individually with their specific laws of allowing people to vote after their felony to thus participate in a state election that has federal effects. Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm doing more, a little more.
You can do research, yeah. but that is kind of how it works. In other words, if I'm voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump in the last election, I'm voting from the state of Florida, thus voting in my electoral college, thus the state having the discretion to allow me or to not allow me to vote, which is different from any state. Some states allow convicted felons to vote right away. Some states require 5 years. Some states never allow it. So it's state to state basis. That's, you know.
Yes, you're right.
I think Boxing MD's right, because in the UK they had coverage of the American elections, and it was a bit of an issue, especially with ethnic minority voters being barred from voting permanently. As for the UK, we don't have anything barring ex-felons from voting. So as soon as you come out of prison, you can vote. I think also we may be able to even vote from prison, but I'm not so sure about that.
Damn, but that would be exclusive.
Yeah, some places do have that. Some states do have that in the U.S. I have a map right now which shows which states do not allow ex-felons to vote, Nevada being one of them. Interesting.
Yeah, most states allow convicted felons to vote. Some allow them on parole, but typically speaking, sort of once you're off parole, right, you could apply to revote. That's typically with some of the weird exceptions, right? And the controversy, right, in the last election, this is a random thing, controversy last election, was the state of Virginia, which was a swing state, right? And the state of Virginia, the governor was trying to get the people on parole to be allowed to vote. And that was the pushback, Matt. Do you remember that? That was like kind of controversial because Virginia used to be a swing state. So there you go.
Yes.
Let me get out to the 612, first time caller. Who's this and where are you calling in from?
Mr. Boxing Today, calling out of Minneapolis, man. What's good?
Mr. Boxing Today. I just want to say, first and foremost, I've been watching your videos now for, I want to say like 4 months, I think I subbed. Or you would know better than me. I'm sure it gives you the notification, but you do a great job covering the heavyweight division. Glad you decided to call on this topic. But you're a first-time caller, and the tradition around here is to play this first-time caller intro and have you introduce yourself to the world, come out swinging like your Huey without his trainer father going to New Zealand to take on Joseph Parker.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut,
Mr. Boxing Today.
So talk to us.
Let's get it in. No introductions, man. Let's just get it right in, man. Right in, heavyweight boxing. As far as this concern for me, man, I think that the Fury camp, I think that they've probably been anticipating this because it happened with Tyson Fury. I know when Tyson Fury came over here, they had Clifton Mitchell in his corner. You know what I mean? So I think they've been planning it. You will hope so, being that they're professional. Huey can't turn his fight down, man. He's getting $1.2 million. He's getting paid handsomely. He's fighting the guy that people look at as the weakest link champion, a guy that's an unproven champion. Although I like Joseph Parker, he's still unproven. And Huey Fury has a good chance of winning this fight, regardless of who's in his corner. I know he wants to feel familiar with his father in his corner, but he can't turn this fight down, man. He can't.
Now, let's just hypothetically assume he has to take the fight. Without the father, what kind of a possibility do you give him? Because we were comparing this to like Danny and his father and the fact that Danny said he would retire if Angel was not allowed in the corner. How well do you think the young Huey Fury performs under the lights in a different country without his father trainer?
I think he'll perform well. Again, he wants that, you know, a familiar voice in his corner. But like I said about Parker, you're going in there against an unproven champion. It's not like he's going in there with somebody like a Klitschko that's established. You know, Joseph Parker has some experience just like Huey Fury. So it's not like he's in there with a proven guy, a proven veteran. You're going in there with somebody who's just as young as you. He's only making his first title defense. And you have the physical attributes, like you got the reach advantage, you got the size. You know, he has the style to beat Parker, whether they're fighting on the damn moon or they're fighting in the UK or they're fighting in New Zealand. He has the proper style to upset Parker.
Parker's slow.
They're not.
Parker's very, like, he looks athletic. He has power, but he's very slow. And Huey Fury is built. He has that genetic quickness that his older brother has, right? So I think that I agree with you. And what Tanessa's question, right? I think
cousin, not brother.
Cousin. My apologies, but I guess that's up to the fighter, right? I mean, some guys are great going overseas. Some guys need a trainer that's familiar to them. So it's really like, it's kind of like up in the air. But I don't know. Huey Fury doesn't seem somebody to me that wouldn't be able to compete without his, his trainer.
Mr. Boxing Today, you follow this division very extensively. Huey, outside of Cassie, however you want to pronounce it, he hasn't really done much. And I know that Parker hasn't either. You know, there are people that believe that Andy Ruiz beat that fight. But
Carlos to come. That's come on.
He's pretty good. No, Parker's done more, you know, even though it's not that much more. But Huey's pretty green. And to be without your dad, I don't know, man. It's going to be tough. This is his biggest step up, Huey.
Yeah, it is. You know, because Huey, like you said, he beat Cassie, he beat Rodenko. I think the Rodenko fight, it was an ugly fight. But Rodenko's one of them dudes that can make for ugly fights. He comes in with his head, he fights real loud. So I thought that was a good learning experience for Huey. And as far as Parker, like you said, the Ruiz fight, the Takum fight, a lot of people thought those were shit draws, or maybe the other guy should have won the fight. That's what I'm saying, man. Parker himself is still inexperienced. So this fight makes a lot of sense. I know he wants his father there, man, but I think his chances of winning are, I wouldn't say they're as high as having his father, but maybe this is a motivational thing for him. He may, surprise a lot of people on fight night.
Well, let's hope that he does. I mean, I don't know if you heard my hateful wish is that this doesn't happen. He pulls out because his father can't get the visa, isn't allowed in the corner, and they go with the original plan, which was to unify with Deontay Wilder instead of taking his interim, because you could easily pay a mandatory step-aside money like it's been done with Victor Postol, with Adrian Broner, got step-aside to let Maidana fight Mayweather, so it could be done. And obviously now, like, if you're Huey Fury, all right, you got given a title shot versus a week in your eyes the lowest opponent in the heavyweight division that has a title, right? So you either take this opportunity for good money, but you can also not risk it. Wait, because you're gonna get your shot. He's gonna continue to stay ranked. He could wait, do it, at the right time. Because let's be honest, he just found the proper medication for his condition, and this will be maybe the first training camp with or the second with being on that medication and allowing his body to fully be at 100% using. I mean, I don't know. I would give him some time, to be honest with you.
I just think that world title fights don't come around that often. Mm-hmm. And Wilder's not paying opponents a lot of money. In your eyes, Wilder is a much better heavyweight than Parker. So given all those circumstances, it's a no-brainer, right? You got to go overseas, get the shot, because obviously Klitschko, those belts are out of reach for a long time. The Klitschko Joshua belts, because they're fighting, we don't know who wins, we don't know what's going to happen, if they're going to have a rematch, et cetera, et cetera. So it's either Wilder in the United States potentially not getting a lot of money because
Wilder made it clear to me and on video that he would go wherever they wanted. UK, Australia, doesn't matter to him. He would also love to bring it to Alabama because there's a stadium that holds 110. I don't know how he thinks.
But this fight's already signed and made. You know how hard it is to get fights signed and made, especially when we're dealing with different countries, different promoters. It's complicated. So this fight's already there. This opportunity is already
there. There were initial talks. I spoke to Kevin Barry. I obviously spoke to Deontay Wilder. I obviously spoke to Joseph Parker. These guys were in preliminary talks. I just feel, that the truth isn't going to come out, but I feel that
Peter's not allowed here, right? Huh? Peter's not allowed here, so what's the difference?
No, but we're talking Peter being out of the equation because he's out of the equation, and then the next best thing being a unification between Parker and Wilder. Mr. Boxing Today, we've muted you long enough with our bickering. What do you think about that, the possibility? Like, if Huey decides, you know what, I'm not going to take my first title shot without my dad. Fuck it, I'll wait. Let them do their thing between Parker and Wilder.
Parker, Wilder, well, we need unification, man. If you guys go to my channel, you know I'm all about Undisputed. I'm all about Undisputed Champions. I think that'd be great, but then we have to worry about what is Don King going to say about this? Because I know Don King, I know his ass has something to do with Severn getting this unwarranted mandatory spot. I know what happened with Povetkin, but he should not be getting this
free. I thought Severn wasn't with Don King anymore.
I think he's working with King, isn't he?
I thought he left King. I could be wrong about that.
Well,
he's with Ragu Promotions now.
Oh, with King. Right. Okay, well, whoever he's with, they worked something out for Severn. I thought he was still with King, but they worked something out for Severn to get this title shot. And I just don't like it. But, yeah, I would love to see the unification. But the thing with Huey, though, he can't turn it down, man, because it's a very winnable fight. You're going against somebody that's inexperienced like yourself, and you're getting $1.2 million. Like, where else is he going to find that money? You know, he's not going to find that money anywhere. So he has to take this fight. Plus, it's a winnable fight for him. And then if he wants to come to America one day or wherever or travel abroad, he's not going to have his father with him all the time, especially if a Wilder fight comes up and they want him to come over here. You can't use that excuse of, I don't have my pop with me. Like, you can't use it, man, because then that means that you're only going to take big fights in the UK. So how is that going to look? He needs to get the same flack that everybody else would get if they didn't travel. But as far as the unification thing, of course I would want it. You know what I mean? If we can get Vladimir versus Joshua, which we're getting, fights the winner out of Wilder and Parker, I would love that. You know what I mean? But it's going to be a whole bunch of politics in the way. Severn is not going to die quick about this. He's going to want that eliminator fight. But I would love to have the unification fight, man. But I just think Huey's in a situation where he cannot turn this down. The money's there. And it's the title shot against somebody that's just inexperienced. I know I keep repeating myself, man, but you can't turn this down. You can't. Not because your father's not there in your corner.
Let me ask you a question, because this is the, I guess, the huge debate in boxing, right? Because you said you're all about the unifications.
Mm-hmm.
What is more important for you, to be an X amount of division champion, right? Or to be a unified star? Because there's two sides of that argument, right? There's one side of the argument that says he's moving up. He's fighting the bigger guys, and he is challenging himself. And the other argument side of the argument is, instead of fighting the best guys, all the best guys in the division, he's using that to maybe avoid some of the fights in the division. So what side do you usually take in that type of argument?
Well, it just depends. If you're moving up and you're picking off the weakest title holders and you're calling yourself a, you know, four-division champ, I mean – to me, a real champion is when you're undisputed. To me, that's the title holder. But if you stay in one division and you conquer it and you're undisputed and you're fighting all the top guys, to me, that's a lot better than, you know, skipping weight classes and just cherry picking.
So Broner style, right?
The weakest title holders. Yeah, yeah, Broner style. Even though I enjoy Broner, he's exciting, he's entertaining. But yeah, that's what he was doing. I mean, we all know that. As much as we like him, we know that's what he was doing. So when you start doing that, man, to me, I really don't respect that, although it is hard to do, because if everybody can do it, everybody would. So it's not easy to do, but it's kind of corny. You know what I mean? You're sitting there just picking off the easiest cats. Nah, man, stay in one division and dominate it. It's like guys don't want to do that. And then these dudes, especially at the smaller weight classes, they're not even in the right weight class. You got dudes rehydrating 30, you know, all this extra shit, you know, 20, 30 pounds they're gaining on fight night. Man, stay in your real weight class. A lot of these dudes at 140, these dudes are middleweights. You know what I'm saying? So they're trying to drain themselves down to skip up weight classes to say, I'm a three-division champ, a four-division champ. A boxing fan like me, I'm not looking at that. You're not going to fool me with that one.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell Terrence Crawford made 135 pounds. It's crazy, man.
Boxing Today, thank you for calling in, my friend. Hope to see you call in more regularly. We're going to go out to our last caller on this conversation. Let's get to Texas, Class and Bound. What's up?
Hey. Oh, sorry about that. I don't think Huey Fury will, you know, let this opportunity go. If it does happen, though, if Huey does pull out, I mean, I would like to see the Wilder and and Parker unification. Like it's for me, that's besides Joshua and besides Joshua and Vladimir, I mean, this would be the next big fight for the heavyweight to be unification, and it would get, you know, it would lessen up things. I hope Stiverne, I don't want to see Stiverne again. Like that, nothing will change in that fight. Like Stiverne will probably get knocked out the next time around. And I do want to see what Parker would do with Wilder, or, you know, who's going to step up to the plate, either Wilder or Parker, because, you know, Parker got all this hype even before fighting Andy Ruiz. So, you know, this is a perfect time for, you know, Wilder and Parker to answer some questions, because each one has always had a question mark by their critics. So either way, if the fight doesn't happen, there's always the unification. And if it does happen, well, I mean, just get it done. But either way, it's fine. That's basically it. Just hopefully everything works out and, you know, everybody goes home happy.
All right, Class and Bound. Thanks for calling in. Yo.
Well, you know what we're not happy about, Ness?
The lack of thumbs up, I can tell you that.
You could read my mind.
That is despicable. If you're watching this in the future, present, past, please hit the thumbs up button. It lets us know that you enjoy that we come around here and do multiple shows.
And
no one else does.
In addition to the thumbs up, right? We always, you know, we mentioned Patreon. Some of you guys know about it in detail, right? But Patreon will continue to have a lot of content. We will have more options, more different types of content. We will do things not related to boxing. We will maybe have more of the fan input where we can maybe answer questions on the show, do specific topics. Obviously, we still have the on-demand feature, but you know, just by being Patreon, right? We'll never take away this free content, right? But it's more of like a thing. We're not essentially saying if you don't sign on, you're not going to get this opportunity. No, we're giving you guys the option to increase your entertainment value and to increase your access to more content that we are providing, because we want you guys to, you know, have more boxing. So to do that, we ask a small minimum contribution, so cheap that it's even cheaper than a beer on happy hour. So, I mean, we're not just, you know, so if you guys could go check
it out. Taking out the boys for a beer. Look at it like that. Like you bought us some coffee, whatever.
I don't know where you could get a beer that cheap though, Ness. I mean, Gainesville actually is pretty cheap.
$3 a month to go buy your friend's beer. Like
$3 a month, you know.
I mean, maybe like you like that, because that's that hipster PBR special, right?
Hey, PBR is not bad, like when it's ice cold. Ice cold.
You could definitely buy.
It's so cold that it numbs your tongue and you can't taste it, Matt. Is that what you're saying? Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm going for.
Yeah, definitely. That would be $12 drinks for MD, which he drinks straight whiskey, right? The
cowbell, yeah.
What kind of liquor is it? Bourbon?
Bourbon. I like my Woodford. I like my Stranahan's. I like Eagle Rare 15 is pretty good. But again, you guys could go over to the Boxing Voice. What is it? Patreon? I actually don't know.
The Patreon. Well, the link is in the YouTube about Matt. What do you drink? $12 drinks. What were you getting that day in Florida, buddy? Celebrate.
Florida. I think I had. I want to say I either had whiskey and Coke or I had like rum and Coke.
And with 12,
I think it was Bacardi. I want to say it was Bacardi.
With $12, I could take any vodka straight up or mix it with the Malibu and have the
vodka. Like reminds me of high school.
No, but Gainesville's like I said, Gainesville's a reasonable place. Like you could get drinks pretty cheap. So, you know, you could go out and get a nice whiskey for like, you know, $6, $7 with a tip. You just have to know where to
go. So there you go. $3 times 12 is about $36, I believe. And that means that you will be buying your podcast a shot of drinks, right? A round of drinks by joining up to Patreon. And on top of that, you will receive a plethora of extra content. By the way, right? It's like you guys have to wait till Saturday to get the fight.
It essentially is 1/4 of a movie ticket, right? Movie tickets are $12 nowadays, right? So no. Talking about hours and hours of entertainment, and sometimes movies nowadays are shit. So, you know, we're giving you guys great content for a very, very, very reasonable fare. And we will never take away this type of show And, you know,
right now on Patreon, you don't have to wait till Saturday to get.
This is big, big, the best present for everybody, for TV, for my fans, for everybody, for boxing.
Only right now for our patrons, that particular fight is there to be viewed instead of waiting till Saturday. So you can draw your own conclusions. Definitely other content. Speaking of, my girl's actually off this entire week, and all morning we've been doing envelopes. I'm sending all those rewards today, especially the 5, the 10s, the 15s, and even my memorabilia tier, all today. I'm actually leaving after this show. So it's on, man. We're on point. Starting off a great year. We have a lot of great fights. Hopefully this one stays on, but if not, we... The boxing gods bless us and we get something better. Doesn't matter. I am your host, Ness GTO. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. We will be coming back with more shows. We got some Canelo talk. We got some Triple G talk, right? Triple G Saunders. There's a lot of things happening today. Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you activate that notification bell so that you can get your pings every time we're doing our thing. So I want to go ahead and remind you to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ness GTO and my co-host.
You can follow me at BoxingMD1 on Twitter.
And you can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, etc. Peace. If you don't know what Patreon is, go to patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice to find out.
Yeah, and the last thing is the money to the Patreon, you're essentially giving money back to the Boxing Voice, right? It's not to X guy or Y guy. We're giving back to the Boxing Voice so we could help grow this channel, increase our technology, increase any little thing that you guys want for your own pleasure. So you're essentially investing in yourself.
That's right. And not to mention, we have a Patreon pay-per-view coming. I just have to give out that announcement coming straight in from Jose. Text us in there and tell us where exactly in Canada are you. Coming all the way from Canada, Jose says, let me turn the music down for this.
Come on, bring Canadian Jose on.
Oh, he's still there?
I'm assuming he's from Toronto. I'm assuming.
Still there? Oh, okay, so Jose, you go ahead and say this one yourself. It'll come off better in person than me reading your text, but it was totally awesome.
No. Okay. Yeah, first of all, no, I'm from Calgary, man, out west, so right by close to Vancouver. So anyway, you know what? As you guys know, I'm a big ambassador of the show. I tell everyone about the show. My phone's been blowing up, man, nonstop. I don't know why. I got messages from my mom, my wife, my business partner. Everybody is a little bit worried because they heard this show. They heard about the legal ramifications. And they've made me know that I should talk to you guys and get assurance that that after I travel to the U.S. and I beat the crap out of MD, I need to be reassured that TBV and Matt won't be pressing any charges or MD won't be pressing any charges against me, man. I already got too many issues, guys, traveling the world with my belt. You know, being stopped all the time in airports, last thing I need is a criminal conviction. So I need to be reassured of that, boys.
Is shitting yourself after being knocked out a criminal conviction?
Damn. Yo, I told you, Jose, I wouldn't be dangling a carrot in front of a young guy with access to a campus gym. But Jose signed his death wish.
Yo, I want the best MD, man. I don't want that plump, you know, chubby MD, man. That was disappointing to see that, man. I want the real MD, man, with some firm muscles fighting me. I don't want no chubby.
You know? What Jose am I going to get? The Adonis Jose?
Yo, he's got a personal purse. I'm gonna have hey Jose, they don't know you've already started training camp. I'm gonna go ahead and play the video right now, Jose. Let me pull it up. Where's the video?
Is it that like that bullshit promo that he made?
Yo, don't call it bullshit, bro. This dude,
Jose, are you gonna get a spray tan to make your body look better for the camera?
Yo, check this out, bro. This is coming straight from the desk of the trainer of Jose. And this is the real deal here, bro. Where is it at? Oh man, you kidding me? Let me see. Open it in quick time. Boom. Now let's find it. There it goes. Yo, watch out. This is his trainer, too. He's got Conor McGregor training him, MD. Just so you know. And this shit is serious, all right? Let me just bring it back.
With the thickest Canadian accent ever.
Check out the cheap plug. Jose has his logo in the corner. You see it?
Well, you plugged it.
Those fuckers were talking against you, man. Yeah. They don't
Hold on. Let's bring it back because Connor is really upset.
Two, three.
Jose, those fuckers were talking against you, man. Yeah. They don't believe you can win. You're going to take MD and you're going to pound him to the ground. If that fucker dies, he dies, motherfucker. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Jab, jab, hook. Jab, jab, hook. Lever, brava, lever, brava. Got it? Yeah! Woo!
You can't win!
I love the Canadian-Russian Conor McGregor trainer.
Ness, I'm getting heart palpitations. I think I have to get off air right now. Fucking scared, man.
I love that the trainer's like fucking Russian and they got Jose training like in the snow, Rocky style.
Russian. Against. That's such a kid.
You know what? Yesterday,
yo, they said Jose. Like, oh, yo, they said Jose looks confused. They said Jose looks confused in the video.
Jose, you look like you're you just look like a little child. It's so fun. But it's okay, Jose.
Big bad Russian trainer.
The truth is, man, the whole country is behind me, man, and it's a huge responsibility, man. Like, you know, so. Yesterday, I already went sparring. I'll send you guys some footage today, man. I'm sparring with the Russian and sparring with a couple of young Filipinos here, man.
Yeah.
So he's mixing it up. He's with the Russian because he's trying to see if that chin's strong. He's with the Filipinos. He's trying to get some speed. He's trying to see if he can handle the speed. So I like it, right? Cross, seeing different styles. He doesn't know what style I'm going to come with. So okay, I like it.
Listen,
I'll send you guys footage today, just so you guys don't see I'm bullshitting. Hey, I'm taking the full 2.5-3 months to get ready, MD. So I'm hoping you will too, bud.
Hey, you know, like I said, I'm sure your wife's gonna be happy for yourself that you're gonna get in shape. So that's a good thing, right? But so that's a good thing again. But I like you, Jose. So I'll be a little easy. I'll admit that.
Just be honest. Are you going to turn it up? How many notches from the MD Matt fight are you going to turn it up?
Or down?
It's a 1 to 10 scale. Where would you say you
were? I'll tell
you
the differences. I'm letting you know the difference is that Jose will be there to hit more than Matt. So I'm down for a phone booth match.
Ooh, so you're calling phone booth. Jose, people are saying you looked fat in the video. You better get in. Strength and conditioning. You're probably just training too much on technique.
Of course I'm fat. I'm just starting. Like, I just literally started yesterday. Right? This is my first day of sparring, you know?
Yeah, but don't focus. Don't focus just on technique. Don't focus.
Jose, man to man. Have you ever been in a fight in your life?
No. Don't tell him, Jose. He wants inside info. Don't tell him.
Yo, you gotta remember, man. I grew up in South America. Down there, you can't even look at a girl without a guy trying to beat you up, man.
Cocaine straight from Bolivia.
Just because I'm Canadian and I'm a nice guy doesn't mean I can't throw down, but I can do it. Look at Bradley. If you saw Bradley on the street, you'd think he's a pussy, man. But that guy could fight, right? So I mean,
Bradley, Tim Bradley.
OG, same thing, man. Okay.
Absolutely not. If I saw Tim Bradley like outside the pool without his fucking shirt on, I'd be like, Jesus Christ, what sport does he play? If I see you outside the pool, I'm like, oh, there's just another Canadian, another pasty Canadian without a shirt on over there.
Jose, listen, we're going to close this one out. That's enough promoting for today. Bomb Squad! You want to see this matchup, which will be a quadruple header with the rock star from Escape the Fate, Robert Ortiz, is also going to be on this quadruple header. Matthew, a.k.a. the Hipster Hunter, will be hunting down his first win in the win column as he takes his quote-unquote. This fight is being titled the tune-up because Steven feels he has something to prove. He's no one's tune-up. Matt stuck his ass out there, called him a tune-up. It's going to get ugly. Then we have in the light heavyweight division.
But it's interesting. Doesn't Steven have Victor Conti, a.k.a. his wife, right?
No, Ann Wolf, man. Ann Wolf.
He has Ann Wolf. Lady Elizabeth, who's going to whip him into shape the way she did for the TBV Appreciation Night in Las Vegas. I don't know. Matt's in for a tough fight. This is no tune-up. This is one of those hardcore fights where your friends are like, oh, who the fuck is fighting? And they're like, nah, that's Matt. You know, he's supposed to win, but
he's the I Corte. He's the I Corte.
He's the sleeper for sure. So we also have the casual fan. Many people been wanting to see the Cash in the ring. Mario is trying to get ranked, so he's challenging the casual fan. Casual is actually already training alongside Doomsday, who's also on the card. Actually, this has became a five card because Doomsday's taking on Fernando from behind the gloves. It's going to be
is Jose still there?
Versus affiliation. Yeah, Jose is there.
One question, Jose. You there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, are we doing shirts or skins? Let's keep it real. Shirts or skins?
Uh-oh. You don't want to go shirts and show that body.
Yo, man, I'm gonna be nice and trim, bud. So whatever you want, I'm good, man.
All right.
Latin body, you'll do whatever you want, man.
We're just trying to, Jose. What I'm saying is, we're just trying to increase the viewership of Patreon, and everybody knows if your shirt's off, it's gonna increase it another few hundred people. So you know.
And when we do the face off. When we do the face-off, I might even give you a nice little kiss, man. Kiss that little cute white boy, you know? Ah. Get me prepared for the fight.
Oh, right. My guy's going to do a Derek Chisora, Vladimir Klitschko. No. Listen.
No.
For those asking, what were the questions here? Damn, I almost lost my train of thought. Danny said, Matt going to get killed. Yo. So, yeah, we were saying that Fernando Pimentel, who you can find him on Facebook and Twitter. I think his Twitter is @Fern_323. And Fernando Pimentel on Facebook. He will be taking on Alex Doomsday Lioness, who better live up to the name. I mean, you can't have a name like Doomsday and your opponents
that are sure happening.
You know what I'm saying? You can't have a name like Doomsday and your opponents are not dying. So let's see what happens.
His contract.
Yo, Fern called him out. Fern said, yo, Fern. And Fern said, I'm the A side. You know, he was like, yeah,
he called out Alex. Who has ever called out Alex, man?
Yo, someone who's down there.
To play devil's advocate, the only time Alex has really been on air, called in, was it looks like he just hopped out of a chlorine pool last time. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, he is super
big. No goggles, right?
oh, yeah, red shot. Yo, but you know what's interesting about that fight, ladies and gentlemen? Don't think that this is another sleeper fight, and I'll tell you why. Alex is about 201 pounds, so he has until June 5th to weigh in at 175. They're negotiating, like Canelo and Chavez, a 178-pound catch weight. So essentially, you know, healthy doctor, you tell us what's healthy. How many pounds is healthy to lose per week? We have about 8 weeks till fight.
I mean, everybody's body's different, right? When someone's really, really fat, you could literally cut soda out of their life and they'll lose 10 pounds like that. But Alex does have a little weight to lose, but he also has muscle. So it'll be difficult for him to lose that weight because he is a big guy. He's not just fat.
It's not like he's fat. It's just that he's like big. He's bulky.
No, but of course he would have told himself that he has some weight to lose, just I do. You know, who doesn't? But it's not going to be an easy. It's not. Put it this way, Jose could lose that weight easier than Alex.
Yo, Hands of Stone in the chat is saying 2 pounds per week is healthy. Now I want to say I'm not going to say Alex's age. I'm just going to say he is above 30. You know, the older, the harder it is to lose weight. So there are some interesting storylines in these fights. You know what I mean? You got MD defending his title, but it's really a metaphorical title, right? Like, he's going to actually now go up for all four legitimate belts, the IBF, the WBC, the ring lineal.
So I'm the hyped job that needs to be legitimized. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, you're the Triple G of the Golovkin that needs to get your give me my belts. So you're going to be taking on Jose for all four titles. If you want to see those belts, you could go on to hashtag TBV Appreciation Night and see a slew of people wearing
those belts. Who the fuck is that guy?
Which guy?
I don't know where that came from. I didn't press a button.
Very odd.
Yeah, that is odd.
So what else do we got? Yeah, so it's going to be on Patreon. We'll be there all week. And we actually, let me go to this thing, right? Because we actually are going to be unveiling a very exciting TBV fan experience that we have. Something like never before, to be honest with you. We've done fan experiences, but never like this. Let me just give you some details. And again, it's not officially announced, but you guys are family. So, you know, we haven't made the page live or started to accept any attendees or whatever you want to call them, right? But we are having another great promotion for our fans. It's going to be our second TBV live fight event the week of June 4th, 2017. Obviously, everybody in TBV panel, Mario, Enrique, Matthew, and Boxing MD will all be in Orlando, Florida, unless things change, to be honest with you, because me and Matt were talking yesterday, and even though you guys, you know, don't believe me, I feel like if this fight with Parker and Huey falls apart, we could slip in there and have a Wilder-Parker unification since there was preliminary talks. And then our fight venue goes from June in Orlando to hopefully June in Alabama and do it at the Heavyweight Champion of the World's gym. If not, I've already spoken to Erickson the Hammer Lubin, and we'll do it in Orlando at Erickson Lubin's gym. So now this is where the fun starts, right? You can join us in Orlando. Only two lucky people. Only two will be able to join us in Orlando. Airfare and hotel. Airfare and hotel will be included, as well as food and drinks, you know, meals and everything will be all inclusive. You know, you're going to join us at Lubin's gym. You're going to be a part of the TBV crew. You could choose to be in Matt's corner for his fight. You could be in Steven's corner for his fight. You can be in MD's corner for his fight, or you could be in Jose's corner for his fight. It depends. You could be in everybody's corner, Alex, Fernando, but only two will have the ability to travel with us all the way to Florida or Alabama, hang out all fucking weekend with us like one of the boys. You know, you're obviously going to be staying at our hotel. We're going to be eating breakfast. We're going to be doing those 12 o'clock midnight Dunkin' Donut runs, unless whoever wins this is too old to, you know, to hang for those 12 o'clock midnight Dunkin' Donut runs when we're staying up late, uploading video because we never stop working. Hashtag we working. Yeah, so that is what we have on docket. Enrique will be there. I'm going to just screen share this. This is not out. This is not live, but it looks so good so far. I just want to tease you.
I haven't seen it yet. Jose told me about it.
I just want to tease you. You see, this is the old appreciation night. So this is going to be changed, but this so far is what we have. And we're calling this fight the Border Wars. TV fan experience Border Wars. That's what we're calling our fight. Because it's Canada versus the U.S. Then you got Mexican versus Puerto Rico with Mario and Enrique. You got Southern Cal versus North Cal with Matthew and
Little Stevie.
You know, and then you have coast to coast with Doomsday Lion as the beast in the East taking on, you know, the West Coast assassin Fernando Pimentel. So here's what we have. You're going to join us. Here's Boxing MD, who will be defending his crown. Obviously, things will take place in Florida. Boxing MD versus Canadian Jose. Here are the belts. Jose's the champ, baby. He's got the belts. Title eliminator, casual fan versus Mario Munguia. They want a shot at these belts right here. There goes casual, showing that he's slim in shape. But look at Mario. For all you guys that thought Mario, you know, was gone, he was in the fucking gym. Look at those shoulders. Look at those traps. This is going to be a real goddamn fight, okay? Look at Matthew showing you that he's a smoker, a party, all in a strip club, not training. But look at Steven right next to who? Deontay Wilder.
Really, Jose, you pick that photo, Jose, of all the photos. Deontay Wilder's
right there giving Steven good advice on how to win this fight. And ultimately, win or go home. The Boxing Voice title right here for those that'll win. This says three live fights, but now, like I said, that card has changed to a five-fight deal. And here is the, you know, air, hotel, all-inclusive. Everything would be there. Corner Man's 3 days hanging out with TBV. So, yeah, it's going to be something impressive and definitely exclusive. Remember our first TBV fan experience was the winner was Aaron, who's been to multiple TBV appreciation nights now, and he won all-inclusive to go from New York City to Las Vegas, hang out with Ken and Sean Porter, meet them in their suite with, obviously, TBV making it all possible. But like I said, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can find my good producer, Matthew Hunter, at
Mixed Combat News on Twitter and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, Patreon, etc. Peace.
Later.